USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing after pictures surfaced of him wearing blackface as a young man. Trudeau says he has no plans to resign, and he promises to continue his campaign for re-election in October.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
In other news, the Fed cuts interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, its second cut since late July. But President Trump still doesn't seem happy with the Fed chair.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there with Fox News correspondent Ed Henry after touring new sections of the steel border wall built near San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To the weather now, more than 40 inches of rain falling in southeast Texas, Tropical Depression Imelda weakening and moving north. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, asking people in his city to only use the 911 system for real emergencies.
If you're simply stuck on the road, or in the medium, or on the shoulder, or in someplace, but you're safe in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump calls a report in the Washington Post more fake news. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump says the story first reported by the Washington Post is fake news, tweeting that he knows any time he speaks to a foreign leader, there may be many people listening. Phil Mudd is a former intel officer for the CIA and the National Security Council. He says he's amazed that a president would be subject to such scrutiny.
When I served, we were responsible for chasing the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and terrorists. We're not responsible for reporting to the Congress what the president says. He can say what he wants.
Mudd was speaking there as an analyst for CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say they support President Trump's approach to possible new gun legislation. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi did attack Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying he is abandoning his role by waiting for the president to take action on gun control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.